Maureen, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, before we start talking about the cool new technology that you have at the hospital, a question just popped in my head. I want to get your take on this. As you know, there is a story out about how community colleges, traditionally two-year institutions, want to start offering four-year degrees. What's your take on that, especially as it relates to nursing? When you're looking to hire a nurse, does the school they go to matter? And would there be a difference in getting a nursing degree from Michigan State as opposed from LCC?
Well, you know, that we haven't seen the curriculum yet that the community colleges are going to offer for nursing, but traditionally they offer a very fine nursing program. There is a difference. The main difference between the four-year schools and the community colleges has been more of the community health and the psychosocial aspects of nursing that the four-year schools are able to teach the nurses because they have more time. The community college nurses, though, are excellent technical nurses. They come out with good clinical bedside skills, and they do very well in the hospital. So I don't have any problem hiring community college nurses.
Are there nursing jobs available not only at Hayes Green Beach Memorial, but other facilities around the state and the nation?
There are, and one of our biggest problems is that our workforce in nursing is averaging 45 to 47 years old, which means that a great deal of the nurses that are at the bedside today are not going to be there in 10 years, or maybe 15 at the most. So the young nurses, unfortunately, that are coming out are finding the job market a little slow, but there are opportunities. So we definitely want to keep bringing nurses out. And if we can get a four-year program at the community college that offers, you know, the same level of training that the four-year schools at Michigan State do, then I'm all for it. The more nurses we can graduate, the better.
Well, I know that we're going to talk about Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital's new technology. As you know, we're in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital, which is 77 years old now, right?
Yes, we've been around a while.
Hayes Green Beach, of course, is in Charlotte, but you recently installed some new equipment that is going to help save lives.
Yes, we did. We went with what's called a full-field digital mammography unit, which means that it's the state-of-the-art, the best technology that you can have for detecting breast cancer, and it, especially in younger women below the age of 50, because their breasts tend to be more difficult to identify very small structures than the older women. So this technology is going to be a lifesaver for younger women, and it's less radiation exposure than traditional film mammography. So that's another good thing for women.
So you have it in place, and it is working, and you are servicing patients who come in for these mammographies.
Absolutely. We've had it in place for almost 2 months now, and the customer satisfaction on it's been tremendous. It's not as uncomfortable as a film mammography unit. The digital technology, just like a digital camera, is a different imaging system, and women do like it better. And the doctors, of course, are much happier with it because they're able to, again, see those very tiny details that can tip us off way ahead of time that a woman might have something going on. So we're very pleased to have it. We're one of a few hospitals that has the technology. So moving away from film to digital is a big step for us.
My wife recently had a mammography, and she mentioned to me how it wasn't maybe painful, but it was a little bit uncomfortable. Does this new machine make it a little bit more comfortable for the patient?
It does. It again, uses less radiation, and because of the type of imaging, it isn't as uncomfortable. It's still not a pleasant experience, but it does the job it needs to do. We need to, in a mammography unit, we need to compress the tissue enough that we can see, you know, the structure accurately. And if you don't, then you're likely to miss something. So that's the part that women don't like, but the technicians are very careful to try and, you know, work with that woman. And if it's uncomfortable, to back off and, you know, let her recover before they try it again. So, you know, what I encourage women to do when they go for a mammogram is make sure you talk to the technician and let them know if you don't like, you know, the level of pressure that you're feeling, so they can try and work with you on that.
Maureen Shepherd is Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital's chief nursing officer. Maureen, I want you to get on your soapbox. We're in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. How often should women get in to have mammographies, and how should they go about in attaining one?
Well, they can certainly call us, which we're always glad to get women into Hayes Green Beach, because we're a small community hospital, so we're easy to find and easy to get around. And but normally that women should come in every year after the age of 40. They should have an annual clinical breast exam by a trained healthcare professional, and they should do monthly breast exams, because no one knows when structure changes as much as a woman does herself. And if they do those three things, they'll be able to decrease their risk of breast cancer significantly, along with don't smoke. I got to throw that in there.
Smoking contributes heavily to breast cancer?
It does. Smoking contributes to breast cancer risk. Yeah.
And how many people a year get breast cancer?
About 185,000 women will be diagnosed this year with breast cancer. It's the leading cause of cancer death in women. And so it's still a big problem.
And if people want more information about not only Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but about your cool new mammography machine, how do they make an appointment?
Well, they can call Hayes Green Beach at 517-543-9511, or they can always visit our website and get more information there.
All right, Maureen, it's always great talking with you. I always learn a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on.